Today's the full moon in July. In Pali, this is the month of Asalaha. And the full moon in Asalaha was the day which the Buddha gave his first sermon and gained his first noble disciple, Anya Gondanya. So it's the day on which the triple gem became complete. The Dharma has always existed. The Buddha, of course, gained awakening. We think about this in the terms of that year. It was 2 months ago. Then after gaining awakening, he spent 7 weeks enjoying the bliss of release. And then on the eighth week, he said to himself, should he teach or not? And at first he was inclined not to teach because the Dharma was so subtle. This got hot all the way up to the Brahmas. Sambhati Brahma came down and begged with the Buddha, please teach. There are those with little dust in their eyes. They will benefit from the teaching. The Buddha surveyed the world on his own then and saw that, yes, it was true. There would be those who would benefit. So even though it was going to create a lot of trouble for him, he's going to have to expend a lot of effort to establish the sasana dhamma, the dhamma expressed in teachings. He decided to do that. And so he decided to survey the world to see who would be the first people to teach. First he thought of his two teachers earlier, the ones who had taught him the way to formless attainments, but they had passed away, going into the formless realms where you couldn't contact them. So then he thought of the five brethren, the monks who had looked after him when he was observing his austerities. He saw that they were in Sarnath. So he went, walked there. At first they were disinclined to listen to him because he had given up on his austerities and they thought austerities were the way. But he taught them, no, there is a middle way that doesn't involve self-torture and it doesn't involve indulgence in sensuality. But to say that's between the two is not quite right. It's kind of off the continuum. In other words, you don't pursue pleasures for their own sake. You don't pursue pain for its own sake. The path that he taught involved the pleasure of concentration, which is a different kind of pleasure. And it taught comprehending pain rather than just enduring it. That was what was special about his teaching. He came up with the Four Noble Truths, duties for each of the truths. Suffering is to be comprehended. Its cause is to be abandoned. When the cause is abandoned, you find the cessation of suffering, and you do that by developing the path. So Gondanya was listening along. Instead of just listening to this as interesting information, he looked into his own mind to see where he was creating suffering and how he could stop. That's how he gained the Dharma eye. It's expressed in the phrase, whatever is subject to origination is all subject to cessation. It doesn't mean simply that whatever arises passes away. What it means is that everything that arises from within the mind, if it's based on craving, you can get rid of the craving and it'll pass away. Not just pass away, but it'll cease. So he followed that path, gained the results. He saw the deathless. That was what confirmed that what the Buddha was teaching was really true. Sometimes you hear people saying, well, it's just a matter of agreeing with the Buddha that yes, things arise and pass away. Anybody can see that. What he saw was that when you pull out all the craving, pull out all the ignorance, then there's something special that appears. So we're celebrating that today. We'll be celebrating it again tonight. But the lessons we can draw from this are many. One, the important one is that if you're looking for the cause of suffering, don't look outside, look inside. There may be things outside that are unpleasant. People say a lot of unpleasant things, do a lot of unpleasant things. But the fact that we suffer from them comes from our own lack of understanding. We don't understand our own minds. So look into your mind. See where you're causing unnecessary suffering and learn how to drop whatever the cause is. Pursue that, and you'll be on the right path. The world needs more noble disciples. And a lot of people are practicing the path to wipe out noble disciples, in other words, teaching wrong dharma. There's wrong dharma all around us. As the Buddha said, when there's wrong Dhamma out there, then the true Dhamma is hard to find. But we can look for it within ourselves. We practice with honesty, we practice with integrity. We can find the true Dhamma. It doesn't die, it's always there. It's a question of just making ourselves worthy of it, looking in the right place. Then we have a chance of gaining the Dharma eye as well.